Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 5th of May, recording at 5:45 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. The stock market rally that we've seen over the last week or so has continued in here today, and it has pretty much corrected the bulk of the short-term oversold condition. That may mean that it gets a little harder from here. I wouldn't be at all surprised if we don't see this rally lose upside momentum, say, come next week. But more about that in a moment. Elsewhere, bonds, a little bit of loss of upward momentum here. They were certainly due for a pause following the recent strong gains. I'm talking now about long-dated government bonds. Technically, they look vulnerable to me. And in terms of the US dollar, still range bound, a little bit steadier in here today. Precious metals, again, range bound. Silver has firmed a bit recently, as has platinum. And those are really the leaders of this sector. And crude oil back below 50, but not by much, still in a medium-term corrective phase. Okay, let's get back to the stock markets now. And the big factor here, as far as this overall rally is concerned, is to do with perceptions regarding Fed policy and interest rates. As you know, go back about a month ago, and there were a lot of people saying that U.S. interest rates would go to at least 4%, and a number of people were talking about 5% by the middle of next year, and some even higher. My own hunch is that the economy, U.S. economy, could not withstand anything close to 5%. That's not all that high in either real or nominal terms, but we do not have an overly strong economy, in my view. And for all, I need not list all the reasons. I've had plenty of articles that have been posted that I'm sure you're well familiar with, if you weren't already well familiar with the argument, as you probably were. So where do interest rates actually peak? I don't know, but the average expectation seems to have come down to somewhere between 3.75 and 3.5, and that has helped stock markets recently, as is a somewhat lower oil price, and as is the general firmness of long-dated government bonds. Remember, I said that if long-dated, let me start again on that point. Remember, I said in debating whether stock markets move steadily down or saw more of a ranging sideways to lower type of medium-term correction, I said that oil would certainly be an influence, and government bonds would be an even bigger influence if government bond prices remained steady, let alone continued to make gains. Then that would suggest that investors were not all that concerned about any significant move upwards in interest rates. That would also mean that the cost of long-dated money was not increasing. And that would argue more for the sideways to lower type of corrective phase during what I maintain are going to be two fairly difficult years for stock markets. And of course, if that sounds a little bit worrying, well, a couple of difficult years, of course, create some great buying conditions. And there'll be a rally somewhere punctuating additional decline we see this year, and what actually occurs in 2006, if I'm right in that projection. Now, I have written a lot about the reasons why I feel bearish in here, and I've spoken a great deal about it, so I don't really need to review it, but do have a good look at those charts that I posted here today. They came from the website, which will mean that the US and European charts do not have today's price action on them, whereas Japan's been closed for days. It reopens tomorrow. It's their cherry blossom week or whatever they call it. But the other Asian markets that are posted there did show show today's closes, but as I say, not Europe and not the USA. And we have had additional gains in Europe, but the United States is near the lows of the day as I speak. One particularly want to watch this NASDAQ index, though. That has been the leader on the downside, and it's currently the Dow that's down a little bit more, 56 points as I speak, nearly 5 on the S&P, and 2.6 on the NASDAQ. That's only 0.13%. So the NASDAQ is not putting a nail into the coffin of this stock market rally, says he, being a little bit melodramatic. I don't think it has much further to go, as you probably as you probably realize. My main concern in the last few days, in terms of my own personal positions, was that some of my tight in the money stops, or not so tight in the money stops, protecting earlier positions in the NASDAQ 100 index, in the Italian MIB index, and in the UK FTSE index, might get hit just as the rally was running out of steam. I haven't actually checked through my whole portfolio today. I've been a little bit too busy to do that, but I'll report back tomorrow if I have had a stop hit. I think the MIB probably got the closest. But I have said repeatedly how I'll play it, that if I'm pleasantly surprised by the extent of the stock market rally, then I will probably lighten some of my positions that are mostly in self-administered pension funds and in ISA accounts. I don't have any speculative longs other than an ill-timed Nikkei index position, and I'd be delighted to heave that out at a somewhat higher level. I'll be disappointed if that doesn't rally tomorrow, do a little bit of a catch-up move in line with the rally that we've seen elsewhere. If we don't get any further gains in stock markets, I'm not going to be particularly troubled if I hold on to positions in India and Thailand, as the investment positions in Japan and in my energy funds and some of the energy shares, although I would expect to see some profit erosion. But if this rally shows some downward dynamics or is checked by some downward dynamics, I'll probably step up, I'll almost certainly step up the shorting of futures contracts once again. Okay, government bonds. I mentioned that these rallies, and they've been surprisingly good rallies in my view, and not for the first time, but when I s that's only because I've got a bearish view here, and I have said all along that we were likely to see a very, very lengthy top formation extension phase. Because people were not overly concerned about inflation, particularly if they've been buying the official statistics that have been issued, and also because we were not going to see that much inflation in terms of consumer goods or wages, and that's the stuff that really grabs the headlines. And then we've been having the Fed's massage regarding inflation data. So that could well keep the bond market steady for a while longer. Well, on a very short-term basis, the rallies look overextended to me, and I will almost certainly increase a short position in that sector. And the way to trade these, though, is that we rally up into the top formation extension. That's the time to cut any longs if one has them. I don't. Or to increase short positions or to introduce short positions, which then need to be covered on the on the sell-offs. I personally have been a little bit better in recent months, at any rate, at selling the rallies than I have been at covering the position out on the on the sell-offs. That's very much in line with my long-term thinking. But it's more of a trading market than a sell and hold, let alone buy and hold environment. In terms of currencies, dollar range bound, and we're likely to see that continue for a while longer. But my view overall, I think we've seen most but not all of the dollar's total bear phase in terms of percentage move, but in terms of time, it could be years for the dollar to hit its actual lows, similar to what we saw in the 1990s, and to form a base formation and to push up from levels somewhat lower than today's levels. And that would, in my view, be much in line with the fundamentals. Now, precious metals, they're in secular bull markets, but the very early stages of secular bull markets, in which case we see mostly ranging. I mentioned that tin and platinum are the leaders. Platinum is not that far from the higher side of its range, but really needs to break decisively above the 880, 890 level, perhaps over 900 psychologically. It's currently at 876, up half a dollar in here today. Silver, very much range bound, but firmer following the recent downside failure, currently 705. I'll trade that from both sides, as you know, only from a long position where I buy on the sell offs and lighten on the rallies. Right now it's in a little bit of a no man's land for me, above my bids and below my profit-taking orders. I'm hoping for enough volatility there so that I don't have to close those orders into a tighter range. And industrial metals, they were hit yesterday, and all this talk of global economic slowdown, they are firmer in here today, not all that significantly, but all on the plus side here today. And I mentioned that crude oil's back below 50, and I don't think we'll see any big sell-off from here, but I do maintain that this is a medium-term correction, and so it could drift for a while until supply fears return once again. And that's pretty much it, folks, so I'll just say all the best.